What's up, guys? This is Kyle Demetrius. I'm here with JD Young. Never say your last name. I should say your last name more. JD Young. We're obviously the co-host of Locked On Sharks, and we wanted to drop in and talk about Evander Kane real quick. This is going to be probably about 10 minutes, nothing too serious on the lengthwise, but we've maintained that when we know more information, we would obviously talk about it because there's no point in speculating throughout the offseason on what's going to happen. So today, we're recording this about 7:30 on October 18th. So you'll probably hear this on the 19th of October. So this is what we know as of this moment right now. So Evander Kane is suspended for 21 games for violating the COVID protocol. They also announced that its concurrent investigation into allegations of domestic abuse made against Kane by his estranged wife, Deanna, could not be substantiated. So they will have no further comment on that. And it was dropped. The NHLPA then released a statement on behalf of Evander Kane, said, "I would like to apologize to my teammates, the San Jose Sharks organization, and all the Sharks fans for violating blah, 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 blah." He's sorry, apparently. And then the Sharks released a statement. Basically, they've been advised about the COVID-19 violation. They're encouraged by Evander's commitment to be better. They will not be commenting further on Evander's status prior to the conclusion of the NHL's mandated suspension. That's where we are. I will not be giving Evander Kane's bullshit apology any more breath. Just did a fill in the blanks about how he needs to be better and he made a mistake. Don't really know how filling out a fake COVID vaccine card is a mistake, seeing as how that's like a thought out process.
Yes.
You have to get one and find it and pay for it. So anyway, the Sharks now, I guess the options are, well, they put this self-imposed not commenting until the end of the suspension is over. And we don't know if the game against Winnipeg counts.
I assume it doesn't, but
I'm assuming it doesn't either, but we don't know. So it could be 21. So it could be, it's either going to be game 22 he can come back, or game 23 he can come back. We don't know. We'll find out probably tomorrow or something like that. So the options are he rides out his suspension.
One other thing too, during this time, his salary continues to stay off the cap since he's suspended. And like this, yeah, so his salary does not count towards the cap. So if the Sharks wanted to do something, not that they're going to, but that money is now free for the moment. So,
yeah. But. So the options are they just ride out the 21 games. And then when he's done, they're like, "Welcome back, Evander," and slot him into the first line where he played last year. That's an option. Other option is to terminate his contract using the, I guess it would be the conduct unbecoming or contract detrimental to the team clause. It's usually in every NHL player's contract. It's stuff like, I'm pretty sure Mike Richards.
Yeah,
he was under that. It's stuff for, it's basically you can't be an idiot. That threshold is obviously very high for NHL teams. Yeah. Yes. So they could do that. And then I guess the next option is that they could, after the waivers is over, they could put him, or after the suspension is over, they could put him on waivers. Somebody could claim him. And if not, they could send him to the minors. And then there would be some of his money would be on the books. It'd be like $4 million or something like that. There's a portion of it that would stay on San Jose's cap sheet as like buried money. And then he would go to the CUDA, or they would tell him, similar to Tony D'Angelo last year, where they sent him through waivers, and then they said, "Please don't report to Hartford. Go home, sit there until we can find a trade, or we can buy you out next year." So they could do that as well, where they just tell him, "Please don't ever show up again to the Sharks facilities." Those are pretty much the three options. No idea what they're going to do.
I know. It's hard to speculate. I mean, I think we'll know more as the Sharks kind of progress. You wonder if the Sharks...
Well, they gave their self-imposed ban of not commenting further until the end of the suspension. So it's like, thanks, but like...
Yeah. You kind of want to know stuff. You wonder, like, you hope it doesn't come to this, where if the Sharks start the season poorly and they're like, "Oh, we need to win," and you bring Evander Kane back and they're like, "You got to provide a spark." But
That would be the worst case scenario.
That would be the absolute worst case scenario, where it's just like the talent overrides the ethics in it. But I mean, hopefully the Sharks are just like, "Please go home or we just don't come back anymore. And they figure out a way to deal with it either by terminating his contract now or dealing with it in the offseason type of thing. But especially with all the young kids on the team, you know, between Jasper and Eklund and Darlene and all these other guys, like, I think there's just such a positive vibe right now, and bringing him back into the locker room, especially after the dysfunction that's been kind of, you know, leaking out over the past couple of years since he's been there. I think for the best course of action for the Sharks is just cut their losses with this and move on.
Yeah. At some point he obviously was run out of town in Winnipeg and Buffalo, seemed to have his image rehabbed in San Jose, but then there was the paying women for abortions. There's domestic violence accusations all throughout his career, the gambling, more accusations by his current estranged wife. I don't know what the phrasing is. There's more accusations there. They probed three separate things for him just this offseason, with the gambling on his own games, and then the domestic violence against his estranged wife, and then now the COVID violations. They didn't actually clear him of the domestic violence against his estranged wife. They just said the accusations could not be substantiated. So that doesn't mean he's free and didn't do it. It just means that they couldn't figure it out or didn't have evidence, or she didn't talk to them or whatever. I'm not sitting here speculating. The Sharks look like idiots for signing him.
Yeah.
Just absolutely straight up moronic decision by Doug Wilson. Just full stop. I would terminate him yesterday, but I guess they're not going to do that. Maybe they have to wait until his 21 game suspension is over, because then otherwise he couldn't. Like, the NHLPA obviously protects its players because they're a union. Unions are good. But they probably have to wait till his suspension is over, then terminate him. And that's what I'm hoping is happening, is that there's an order of operations, a bed mass situation going on here. They have to wait and then they can terminate him. To be honest with you, as soon as the investigation was opened in August, I would have terminated him then. Screw it. But I don't know how you bring him back.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's like we were talked about. It's just there's just too many things, and everything. It's just super serious nature, and you know, like, they're all just bad. You know, especially, you know, again, it's allegations of a fake code. You know, it's not been confirmed.
Not allegations. That's why he's suspended. Is the fake vaccination card?
Nobody can confirm it, but that's the.
And what did he get suspended for?
It's just COVID protocol, but then nobody can actually confirm that it's.
It was reported in September that it was.
Yeah, it was reported, but I can't confirm. But still, it's just all bad juju with this guy. Like, just
not even bad juju, an asshole.
Yep.
Like, I don't know what we're doing here anymore with Evander Kane. Like, eventually you got to run out of chances. They didn't even include him in the first game stats section when their like leading scorer last year was Tomas Hertl.
Yeah,
it was not. It was Evander Kane. So
didn't
like,
give him a when the social doesn't give him a birthday, like, wish him happy birthday. It's just, the Sharks should be done with this guy.
There should just be a mea culpa by Doug Wilson it's like that Arrested Development meme where it's like, it has failed before many times, but us.
I think it might work for us.
It might, it's that thing.
Yeah.
And obviously they thought it did, and it might have for the first little bit when Thornton and Pavelski and Marlowe and like all those guys were here, and it was a different locker room and different culture. And it might have worked then, but obviously the tide has turned to a different locker room and culture and shift in the team and everything like that in the organization. So you just sometimes got to mea culpa and eat the shit. And Doug Wilson should just have a press conference and be like, I'm going to eat the shit. I made a mistake, but I'm correcting it. This is not who we stand for or who we are, blah, 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 blah. Carry on. Eat it on the cap books. I mean, the owner is worth like $8 billion. So it doesn't really matter. It doesn't $4 million or $2 million or whatever it is for the next 5 years. It's not going to affect him in any way. Probably spends more on like private jet fuel. So who cares? Just get rid of him. There's no point in keeping him anymore. There's just too many things. They just have to, if they bring him back and put him on the team, I just don't know what the team's going to look like. So that means somebody's got to come out of the lineup.
Yep.
Now you're looking at moving your Balsers, your Dahlins, your Eklunds down a line, one of them possibly scratching a Nieto or a Barabanov or a, who else plays on those lines? Lane Pedersen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not saying Lane Pedersen is going to play all 82 games, but there's not going to be enough room if you put him on the team. So, and he makes $7 million. Now you got to figure out some cap stuff as well to bring him back. I think they'll probably be fine. But yeah, it's just a mess, and there's an easy way out. An easy but hard way out.
No, I agree with you. So we'll be back tomorrow today.
Yeah, we have an actual episode coming out today. So
yeah.
If there's more news, we will cover it. We'll probably only do one of these small guys if he does get terminated.
Yeah.
Just to jump on the news. If there's just more news that trickles out over the days and weeks or whatever, we'll just cover it off in the shows. So yeah, Locked On Sharks. Follow us. We'll back to the vibes only Sharks team, please.
Yeah. Good vibes only Sharks team from here on out, baby.
All right.